So many people rush everywhere, to work, to home, maybe stop by the grocery store to pick up something for dinner. When you pop over to the meat counter and look for something to grab, do you really know much about the meat you're purchasing? Main Street Meats is a butcher shop on the South Side that does things differently than most other meat counters. WUTC's Rabbit visited the shop to learn more about this local food scene. Part of the butcher shop at Main Street Meats has the usual gleaming glass front case with fresh meats, trimmed, stacked, and waiting for customers. But what I noticed most when I first walked in was the smell. Someone was slow cooking pork, and it definitely got my attention. The glass walls by the lunch counter provided a view of a butcher at work, and I watched while I spoke with the partners behind Main Street Meats. Dan Key was delighted to show me around the shop. Tom Montague has long been associated with artisan meats in the Chattanooga area, and Jim Johnson from Cloud Crest Farm raises some of the animals that eventually end up at Main Street Meats.
The animals all come from local farmers, so we work very closely within a 50 to 75 mile range of Chattanooga, and most of those animals are within a 30 mile range, so we try to keep everything right here in the local area.
When we first started as Link 41, we were exclusively working with pork. We weren't doing anything with beef, and that was when I met Jim, and through his farm where we were getting a lot of our pork, he approached us with the idea of a full-scale butcher shop with beef, and his farm has been in a relationship with us from the very beginning.
And with the local farms, we have really exacting standards that we require in order for them to be our suppliers. They can only feed non-GMO feeds, and we have set up non-GMO feed supplier for them. We've actually got a local farmer who is growing 4,500 acres of non-GMO feed. The species that get feed, which is our hogs and chicken, they're free range, so they're getting a lot of other things in their diet from free ranging, but they have to get exclusively non-GMO feed. That's one of our standards. And then the standards for the lambs and the beef are that they're fed only grass, and so all they get is grass and hay, hay being dried grass that they get in the wintertime when there's no green grass.
So from the very first step of the process before it goes to your plate, you're in control of every bit of it. What difference does that make to the quality of your product?
Well, it gives us quality control, basically. We can have an expectancy of repeatability because we know that it was grown the same way. We have some control in working with the farmers over the breeds that they're growing, so it's going to look similar in the case to what was in the case last week.
Let me give you an example of what that quality control means with one species, with beef. To have a grass-fed steer have great marbling within the meat and be a really well large portioned type cut of beef, and to be tender and be extremely flavorful, we require that all of our steers not only are completely grass fed, but they have to be at least 24 months old. What that means is they have a chance to put on the intramuscular fat that makes marbling naturally. The commodity beef that you buy at the store, those animals are much, much younger. They're stuffed full of corn, and they're essentially obese adolescents. The fat composition of that animal is completely different than the fat composition of a grass-fed steer. And in our opinion, that fat composition is much healthier. That's an example of why our products at the higher end of the cuts can be more expensive, because it's way more expensive to produce an animal the right way, to keep it on grass for at least 24 months. A farmer's most expensive input is land. It's much cheaper to pack them on a feedlot, stuff them full of corn. You have to feed them antibiotics to keep them alive when you do that. They're implanted with steroids. If they're commodity meats, we don't allow any steroid implants. It's a completely different product than commodity beef. It's more expensive to produce, and we make sure that all of the beef from our local farmers meets those standards. And our farmers are really happy to comply because they really care about their animals. Our animals live in very unstressed environments, and we think that also makes a higher quality meat.
You also do all your own butchering here at Main Street Meats. It's not like it comes in already prepackaged for you. How much time does it take to take a steer from the field to your meat cabinets here for sale?
On a steer, it can take us half a day with two butchers working on that steer. Of course, it comes from the processor. It's already been taken down to the carcass level. Then we are able to go in and take that steer apart into the steaks, the roasts, the chops, ossobuco, all of the different cuts in about a half a day. Compare that to a meat processor who, you know, might have one guy doing five animals a day. It's a lot more time consuming to take the animal apart muscle by muscle. We feel like it's worthwhile because our customer has a greater choice of items in the butcher case, and it gives us a wider price range to offer them. We think that people not only care where their animals are coming from, but how they're being butchered, and they're looking for and enjoying discovering different cuts of meats now.
And the fact that we get whole animal carcasses in here is very unique to this area, and no one else is doing that in breaking down whole animal carcasses and putting them in a case in the same establishment. One thing that allows us to do, again using beef as an example, that's different and is more costly to do this way, but it makes a much higher quality product, is our beef is dry aged in the cooler as a hanging carcass for a minimum of 2 weeks and frequently longer. And what that dry aging does is it makes the beef more tender. It's focusing the beef juices and flavor, and it's the traditional way to make really good beef that we've gotten away from since we've gone to industrial meats, where the idea is get it in, get it out, and get it on the shelf, because that's what is most economical rather than produces the best beef.
Another thing you do differently than most butcher shops is you actually serve lunch. That doesn't happen. I know if I walk in a butcher shop, I get the meat and that's it. And you come in here and you smell food cooking. Whose idea was it to start offering lunch?
I think it was just part of the genesis and looking at what the butcher shop was going to be. We wanted to have a way to showcase our meats because our meats are different than what people are used to buying in grocery stores, and we want them to taste that difference. To be able to serve hamburgers or pork sandwiches, ossobuco, and that sort of thing, people get to taste the meat and then go, wow, if it tastes that good on a hamburger or an ossobuco sandwich, I really should try it. Then they do, and they come back and they go, the dry aging really does make a huge difference. It really is amazing meat. And that goes also for the pork and for the lamb that they taste here. Our lamb is one of the only breeds in North America that's bred specifically for its meat, not for its wool. For us to have a kitchen and to be able to demonstrate that through our chicken pies that we have people take home, or our pulled pork sandwiches or burgers, etc., it's just a way for us to showcase the meat and to demonstrate to people the difference between what they're used to and the experience they're going to have here with our meats.
Do you still do the artisan sausages?
We still make the sausages and we still make the bacon. We've been able to expand to add some beef to those products as well. And Milton has also started to make salami as well that we've dry cured here in-house. And those have been good additions.
We're very careful about the ingredients we use in our charcuterie. We smoke our charcuterie with real smoke, and we use salt and pepper and natural herbs. We don't use preservatives other than preservatives that have been used for thousands of years to preserve meats before there was refrigeration. That was the whole genesis of charcuterie, was to be able to preserve proteins for people to eat all year long when game was not plentiful. So we're very careful about what goes into our charcuterie. Like with our fresh meats, we want to keep people healthy and allow them to have healthy options for buying their food.
I'm going to ask each of you, what is your favorite thing that Main Street Meats offers that you can't find anywhere else?
For me, it's the charcuterie. Our head butcher, Milton, is so creative. He's a fanatic about creating charcuterie. It's the love of his life. It's his passion. It's what he does, and he's so proud of it, and we're so proud of him for what he produces. What I love is coming in, being able to buy pâtés made from pork liver, made from beef liver, and mixed with all sorts of herbs. They're amazing. Being able to buy chorizo, all of the salamis. These are products that you can buy from the case, go home, slice with a knife, and have with a glass of wine, some cheese, and the flavors are unbelievable and really fun to try.
Yeah, I would have to say the pork in general that comes out of our case, whether it's tenderloins or if it's pork chops, I've never tasted anything like the pork that we have in our case. The flavors, the tenderness, just the overall experience that our consumers have with the pork, whether it's in a sausage or bacon or whatever the cut is really something that can't be matched in a wide area.
Well, I've always loved our bacon, but one of the most exciting things, just sort of to echo something that Jim had said, is in the charcuterie realm, Milton just finished turning what would have normally been bacon into some pancetta by hanging it, and had shared a little of that with me last week, and it was fantastic, and you just put some in the case. That's one of my new favorites. That and the burger for lunch.
We want to be something that Chattanoogans are proud of. It's not just a business to us, it really is a passion to everyone in this shop. I don't think anyone has any illusions about getting rich doing what we're doing. It's tremendously rewarding to us every day when people walk in the door and say, "We're so glad you're here."
Main Street Meats at 217 East Main Street is a USDA licensed butcher shop and supplies meats to many restaurants in town. You can find out more online at mainstreetmeatschatt.com. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.